The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, you may be able to hear, I'm actually no longer in News Talk Towers. I am down in Leinster House because here today, Family Carers Ireland addressed a number of TDs. They were here with the Labour Party because the Labour Party as well are putting forward this motion that ultimately aims to come up with better solutions to help young carers in Ireland. So many of you may be unaware that about 67,000 young people in Ireland, that means anyone from age 10 to 17, are actually providing care mostly in the home, mostly to their own family members. So Mark Wall is Labour's spokesperson on social protection and children. We're going to hear from Mark a little bit later in terms of the legislative changes that are proposed. But with me are two of those young carers, Conor Curran and Lucy Connor. Conor and Lucy, you're both very welcome. And thanks a million for joining me here outside Leinster House. Conor, if I can start with you, tell me a little bit about your own situation, your own story and the caring you provide.
So I care for my younger brother. He has 22q11 deletion syndrome. It occurs in every 1 in 2,000 births. I could keep you here all day with the list of the different conditions that go alongside it. But I was 2 when he was initially born. It started off him being in hospital pretty much day in, day out. My mother was beside him all the time. My dad had to keep working, so I ended up living with my grandparents for a few years. Then, as I went through primary school, less reliant than the hospital, so he got to come home. My mother got to be home. But then, coming up to secondary school, I started to pick up a lot of caring responsibilities. I was looking after him the odd hour or two. I might look after him for the evening for my parents to go out to get a break because they never got a break. And now that I'm in university, I've gotten a lot more responsibility now as an adult. I'd look after him for maybe a weekend at a time. If I'm up first thing, I'll do his meds so my mother doesn't have to worry about it. I'd have him out for the day and keep him entertained. After all, he is still fully aware of what's happening with him. We keep him entertained. He is a child, but it's been a stressful situation, but it's been my daily life. I've lived it pretty much 24/7.
And what's involved on a typical day? As if your parents were away for a weekend and all the caring responsibilities fell on your shoulders.
If that was the case, it would be medications in the morning. I'd get up, I'd make them. We make waters for him in the morning as well, because he's peg-fed with Mikey Button. I'd get him up, I'd get him dressed, get him a breakfast. If it's a school day, which is the case now, as I'm on teaching placement, I'd get him into school and that. But during the weekend, sure, he's happy to sit up and play his video games. He's mad for a CSGO. But it's not so much that I need to be directly caring for him. He is capable himself, but he doesn't have the ability to swallow properly, so choking is always a risk, so we can't leave him alone with food. Same with water. If he's drinking a drink, he can choke on it. His punctuation as well, he's not able to do his percussives, like P, B, T, S, so it's very hard to understand him. So if he needs to go somewhere, I'd follow him around. An example would have been yesterday. It was a perfect example where we were out in town, and he was asking the shop owner for something, and they just couldn't understand him. And to be fair, I'm the same as well. I'm still picking back up from my time in university. I've lost the touch of understanding him.
Yeah.
So day to day, there's not that much, but if you look at it overall, there is a lot actually involved in caring for him. He has dressings that need to be changed. I have to cook his meals, I have to get his meds, I have to make sure he's getting exercise, I have to make sure he's hydrated, make sure he's washed himself, make sure he's dressed himself. Like, there's the whole list that you'd expect to do with younger children that I'm now doing with my brother that's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it speaks to, I guess, maybe how used to it you've become, but also, I mean, to your nature as well, in fairness to you, that you'd say there's not much to it and then you describe it that way. I think to lots of people listening, that sounds like an awful lot. It's certainly kind of alien to them that they would have to be doing it. Lucy is with us as well. So, Lucy, tell us about then your situation.
I look after my mum, dad and my brother. My brother has autism and ADHD. My dad has functional neurological disorder, FND, which occurs when the connections to the brain do not work properly. He has regular seizures and has no short-term memory. My mum has chronic back pain, which has slowed her movement down. I've been looking after my brother and my mum all my life. My dad fell ill when I was probably around 11 or 12. I was in fifth going into sixth class. And I remember the day so vividly because it was late at night. It's so vivid in my memory that I know. But with him, he can't deal with loud noises. So I would be the one going out and getting the shopping done. I'd be out getting medication for both three of them, my mum, dad and my brother. With my mum, she goes into hospital every 6 weeks to get her back injected to try stop the pain. So she, after the hospital visit, she'd be down for about 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm basically running the show. I'm doing everything in the house. And my brother, he's not as bad as other children would be with autism, but he's still, he uses a computer in school, so he would find long walking distance bad on his legs, and I'd be kind of making him doing stuff around the house for him. He needs help cleaning his room and everything. So I'm not looking for praise for what I do, but it's nice to get some recognition for what Young Care is and what everyone else does, because not many people know about it.
I'm not surprised that the day your dad got ill, that it's so vivid in your memory. I mean, it strikes me as a kind of a point when your life would have really changed.
Yeah.
You know, you always had those caring responsibilities, but there was an adult in the house who cared for you as well.
Yeah, it was like I was caring for my mum and brother and I never thought much of it. And then when my dad got it, I was like, this is real. Like, I'm going to have to get support, because I was at a really bad place. And from the help of Young Carers, they've got me out of this place. And I just feel a weight off my shoulder being with this group.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the stuff that you miss out on that, you know, other 14-year-olds, other kind of second-year school students might be doing that you can't do.
Missing out with, like, outings with my friends. Like, I would get asked to go places and I'd have to say, oh, I'd have to see how my parents are, like, if they can bring me. Like, I don't have a lift. But I am very lucky to have really close friends that would always offer me a lift. Like, they know what I'm going through and all that. I still get out to play my sports. I play field hockey, and some trainings I do miss, but I am getting more frequently out. Like, I feel like it's getting better as the weeks go on, getting out more.
How important is that? Even it's great for your physical health. How important is it for your head that you get that break?
Yeah, it's good. Even if I just go for a walk, it gets me out of the house for half an hour, and I'm grateful for it that, you know, I can do it, you know.
There must be times it just feels overwhelming, though, is there?
Yeah, a lot of times. It's like, oh, what way do I put it? It's, oh, I don't know what way to word it. Wait. It's overwhelming, and I kind of push through it. I'm a person where I don't, like, tell people, like, my emotions, so I like to bottle it up a lot, and sometimes it just gets overwhelming, and I just break down, and it's, you know, there's nothing I can do.
And who's there for you when that happens?
My dad and I have a really close bond, so he is always there for me. Like, I can have the crack with him and joke. And my mom is as well. I'm very grateful to have a strong bond with my parents and then also care for them at the same time. So I'm very lucky for that.
Connor, you were kind of nodding along there when I asked Lucy about times it begins to feel overwhelming. Is it something you feel?
Yeah, I suppose I have a few more years of experience of it, and they just come up out the blue. Like, there's points in which you'll just go, what am I doing? How am I still standing? How am I still running the show, the circus, whatever you want to call it? There's been many a time where a brother would go off to the hospital. And I know a few years ago he had lung infections. He's gone through different cysts. There's been a whole host of things. He's been in the hospital. Whole house basically just gets turned upside down. And you just got to learn to roll with it. There's no, as much as I don't want to say it doesn't get easier, it doesn't, but you learn to cope with it more. And you get there. It's tough, but you figure it out and you get there eventually. And I can say that there has been times where I have burnt out over it. There's been moments where I've just been like, I don't want to do this anymore. But you learn to power through it. You learn to figure out how to just make things just a bit easier for yourself. And it's just something you learn with time. There's no choice about it.
What types of things, like, Lucy, have you missed out on, or do you miss out on?
I've missed out on all the social aspect, as she said. Your friends be like, do you want to go out? And then you can't. You have to look after them. There's been other times where you'd want to go off somewhere, but you can't. You got to look after them. You feel embarrassed to invite friends over. Not so much now. My friends now are very understanding and caring. A few of them now are carers themselves, so it's very much, they understand my circumstance, so it's not, I don't want to invite these people over. They get me. So it's not embarrassing anymore, but I can imagine it would be something that you'd be like, I don't want to have my friends over them to see all this happening.
Yeah. Lucy, you kind of were nodding it on there as well. There was a sense of embarrassment as well, was there, about having people over?
Yeah, but it's great to have people around you understand what you're going through. It's like last year when I was in first year, I was surrounded by nasty group of girls, and I got out of that and I have a new group, and they're absolutely amazing. Like, I couldn't ask for anyone better to have around me, and they're honestly like a switch off for me. Like, I could be on call, or even if I used to be embarrassed, but now as Connor said, it's, you just learn how to deal with it, and you just get on with it. You can't change what is happening at home, even though sometimes when you're breaking down you're like, yeah, I wish to get out of this house, I wish to move away, but you just deal with it and you get on with it, and it's easier said than done. So it is.
So I mentioned we're going to speak to Mark Wall from Labour a little bit earlier. You know, they'll have some more concrete legislative changes that they'll be proposing, but from a basic point of view, what are the little things that might help you on a day-to-day or a weekly basis? What help would you like?
I'd love to see more funding and more help in schools. I cannot stress that enough, how much I want to see schools get more into action. I know from my school there's nothing being done at all. It's like you win an award, 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by and they forget about it, and nothing's been done. And I feel like teachers and staff in school, like, they don't understand what's going on at home. They think like, it's fine, like, just, she's getting through with it. But no, it's like, I come into school and something bad could happen that morning and I still go into school. Now, there is days I do miss school, but I do catch up, and it's the whole thing where it's like, if you don't get a small piece of homework done, they go nuts over it, and it's like you're trying to tell them and they won't listen to you. So there needs to be more done to schools, and schools need to figure out more on it on their part.
Connor, what would you like? What would help you out?
I can agree much with the same she said, but I'm now moving on to the age where my brother, he's finishing school now. So my question is, what's going to happen to him in the future? And obviously there's the whole thing of funding. The entire disability sector, I could say that about many other sectors. Funding's always an issue, it always will be an issue. But moving on as an adult, someone to talk to is always nice. But the biggest worry for me is, what's going to happen to my brother now that he's finishing school, he's becoming an adult. He's going to move into the adult care sector. Where is he going to go? We're not able to keep him at home. We won't have that option. We need to socialise him. But where is he going to go? What's going to happen with him? And it is stuff that does kind of keep you thinking. It does keep you up a bit. And I'm sure there's 101 other things I could talk about, but that's the forefront of what's in my head.
Well, listen, Lucy, you said it. You don't talk about this stuff looking for praise, but I know that the text line will be full of praise for both of you. It absolutely will. So thank you both very much. Connor Curran and Lucy Connor, thanks a million for joining us here.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.